from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
A toe. A freaking toe. The whole game comes down to a toe. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Can we talk about how the fact that Isaiah Likely for the Baltimore Ravens, mm-hmm. who appear to catch the, well, it would have been not game tying, but the touchdown at the very, very end of the game where you saw John Harbaugh was already saying go for two. They were going to go for the kill on the road. Isaiah Likely, literally big toe, comes down out of bounds. Game over. Chiefs win. We never know what the Ravens would have even run in this 2-point. Would have been Lamar, would have been Derrick Henry, whatever. Doesn't matter. It's a toe, Perloff, and that's how the Chiefs escape, and they win the opener. They're 1-0.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of internet chatter about the curvature of his cleat. Have you seen that?
No.
So
no,
the big toe is on the white, possibly. But what if, you know how some shoes sort of have a curve? What if it was actually hanging over the line? Nobody can tell. There's no video evidence that maybe the way his cleat was built, there was some air between the cleat and the ground. I'm telling you, this is a real thing.
Oh, my gosh. This is like the MIT physicists who have this on their docket today.
I mean, this is so funny. Remember Kevin Durant's toe was on the line famously in NBA playoffs?
Like,
the toe is controversial. If the cleat is curved, there is an argument that possibly the way the shoe was built, his toe did not actually touch the line. You know what? It's week one. If this was the Super Bowl, then this would become the biggest physics issue ever in the NFL since Deflategate. But I kind of, you know, it's funny. He caught a touchdown. I'm like, ooh, that was really close. I thought the other foot was out of bounds, too. I didn't think it was going to hold. And I don't know. When you saw it, was your immediate reaction like he's in bounds?
Yes. It looked,
when you're eyeballing it, it looked like he landed out of bounds.
No, I thought he was in bounds 100%. Yeah. And I'm such a proponent of replay. Like, I want umpires gone from behind the plate in baseball, and I want everything replayed. And I think challenges are silly. Like, just replay it
all.
It's 2024.
You don't think they should go to the video in a situation like that?
No. I'm a huge proponent of replay.
Oh, sorry.
But last night, I hate that replay. I feel like he made the play.
What does that even mean?
You know what I'm
saying? So you're a proponent of replay, but you don't want to replay in that situation?
Because the play is so spectacular, right?
So what?
It's the final play of the game. Lamar at one point has his back to the play. He's scrambling around. You come up with this unreal catch in the back of the end zone, and because of a toenail, we are robbed of this great moment. And so it makes me feel like,
Wait. But that doesn't make any sense. You're pro replay, but you think in that particular situation.
Yes. Sometimes being pro replay, it's like, well, you know, you end up robbing everyone of these spectacular plays because of a hangnail. It's like the spirit of the play versus the blade of grass that was touched.
I don't know what you mean. That makes no sense. So you're like, I mean, it's a reality. You can't decide, okay, this is a big game. Let's just let it go.
You can't. No, I get why. It's just there's sometimes when I wish we just wiped replay from the face of the earth.
What if you're a Chiefs fan? And let's say they do hit the 2-point conversion and the Ravens win. You would walk away from
Thursday. You'd be feeling screwed.
The whole country would be like, you know, this is the world's biggest sport. The country's biggest sport. You can't do that.
There's part of me that laments.
I see what you're saying.
As the play is spectacular and it gets wiped away because of a blade of grass.
Yeah.
You know? That's the part of it. So, okay, this is what happens. Isaiah Likely, who, by the way, should get a lot of credit for the fact that he was even back in the game to catch that would-be touchdown, because the play two plays before, he landed on his shoulder as he's trying to catch a pass in the back of the end zone, Perloff, and it looked like maybe his shoulder got completely, you know, dislocated or something. He's writhing in pain in the back of the end zone, has to come out. I'm thinking that's it for Likely for the game. And then two plays later, he's back in catching this touchdown, would-be touchdown, catching this pass in a way that was spectacular. So I think he deserves a little credit there for just even being back on the field. And also, they needed him.
That deserves credit for dominating the game from the get-go.
He was
amazing. He's on my fantasy team. I'm going to do that thing. He, by the way, one thing I did read about, the Chiefs specifically keep Mark Andrews out of the game, the number one tight end. They love to just isolate Mark Andrews. So Likely had a lot of opportunities. And Andrews is coming off remember he had that car wreck a few weeks ago. So he hasn't been practicing fully.
Yeah.
So Isaiah Likely stepped into that one tight end role. And the tight end's a big deal in the Ravens offense. So it looks like he's going to be a star. And man, he stepped up. His long touchdown where at the very end, he juked the guy at the end zone was spectacular. He's such a good athlete. Like, you look at that guy, you're like, wow, he's a star tight end.
So we're talking about the Ravens. The Chiefs won the game, by the way, 27-20. If you didn't see it, the Chiefs win. Of course they did. Because the Chiefs win everything, it seems like. And here's what the situation. We're talking about these spectacular plays that the Baltimore Ravens made even to make this a game at the end.
Yeah.
The reality is they trailed by double digits at 2 points very late in this game, a third quarter and then in the fourth quarter, because of all the mistakes that they made. You know, if I'm the Ravens, you know, they said after the game, this is the worst we're going to play. And, you know, this is we have so much more to grow and to get better. They have a lot to clean up. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how you don't feel devastated by this, but there was, you know, I saw a great headline that said they lost by a toe because they kept shooting themselves in the foot. And it's a great play on words because that is exactly what happened with the Ravens. It was very frustrating to watch them in the second half. The first half I thought was great. I didn't love the end of the first half where, you know, obviously Justin Tucker misses a 53-yard field goal. That is extremely rare. But I didn't love them in the second half. The third quarter, I didn't love. Credit the Chiefs. Yeah. Ravens couldn't get a lot going. It was like Lamar, and that was it. And I thought the penalties that they got, Ronnie Staley, their left tackle, got called three times for the illegal formation. It's a new point of emphasis. They obviously had a turnover deep in their own end zone. Just so many things that for the Ravens that were frustrating to watch in week one.
Throw it out the window. It doesn't matter. That was a preseason game. I mean, Lamar, that's the rustiest I've seen Lamar, and I can't remember. I mean, Lamar doesn't
miss. Skinny Lamar.
He doesn't miss that many passes in the red zone an entire season. I mean, first of all, the one at the end, Zay Flowers. We wouldn't even have that Isaiah Likely toe on the line thing if he had. Lamar Jackson just throwing a normal pass to wide open Zay Flowers a couple plays before.
I mean, wide open.
Yeah, Lamar was super rusty. His numbers actually look okay because they were throwing all these bubble screens. I thought the first half was hot garbage from the Ravens offense. I'm like, oh my God, this is like a play calling masterclass from the Chiefs against a high school level coaching job by the Ravens. How many short passes are you going to throw? You know, he had less than 1 yard of air space in every throw by the first half. It was because they didn't trust their line at all, so Lamar just got rid of it. You don't want Lamar running every play. That is not the Ravens.
And lowering the shoulder, too. Yeah. He wasn't sliding. He was really taking the contact.
That's because their passing offense was just terrible last night. I think that'll all get fixed up. In part, too, because you mentioned the penalties and the alignment. again, remember last year, Detroit beat Kansas City in week one. There was no Kelsey and no Chris Jones in that game, and nobody worried about that. Don't worry about this game for the Ravens, right? Like, you mentioned, they could clean this up. Lamar is going to play way better than he did last night. He does not miss. He's like a 70% thrower in the red zone, and last night he was just off.
Yeah.
From the get-go, and he ran a lot. He's not going to
run. He was the only
one
keeping him in it.
He was, but, I mean, listen. There are a lot of teams who could run their quarterback 15 times and stay in games. Teams don't do that because it's suicide. So I told you yesterday, Lamar's going to be so intent on getting revenge from last year's AFC title game, and he's going to run every play.
Yeah.
That's not what they're going to do moving forward, right?
Well, they were very much about that on the broadcast as well, and ultimately the Ravens fall, so they don't get that revenge. Yeah. They lose 27-20, and it's a toe. It's Isaiah Likely's toe. And, you know, to be honest, though, at that point in the game, the Ravens were holding on by a thread. I didn't even mention the fact they had to burn two timeouts on the defensive side early in the second half, in the third quarter. And so they were flying without a safety net. I mean, just no timeouts with a minute 30 when they got the ball back. It was just a lot of, like, you have to play a cleaner game if you're going to beat Kansas City in Kansas City, whether it's week one or whether it's week 17. So there's another part of this, though, from the Chiefs side.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. This team is fast.
Yeah.
This is Tyreek Hill 2.0. We all done messed up.
Yeah.
Everyone who's not a Chiefs fan, and specifically my team, the Buffalo Bills, we all done messed up because we handed the Chiefs Tyreek Hill 2.0. His name's Xavier Worthy. He went to Texas. He ran the fastest 40 in the history of the combine, about 0.03 of a second faster than Tyreek Hill. It was a 4.21 versus a 4.24. He scored two touchdowns last night. The second one was beyond easy. He didn't even need the speed. It was a broken coverage. Marlon Humphrey from the Ravens thought there was help coming over, and there wasn't.
Right.
He waltzed in. We all messed up, guys. This is a bad thing for everyone who's not a Chiefs fan. And you're shaking your head.
What, Xavier Worthy barely was on the field. What the heck did Xavier Worthy do last night?
He scored two touchdowns.
Yes, one was on a carry. So that he's a wide receiver. He's faster.
Who cares how he gets there? It was
because easily run Mecole Hardman on the same play. Like, he's a first round draft pick who got two catches in his first game before wide receiver. Like, he didn't do anything, and he had one broken play, and they had one 12-yard catch. He was barely on the. He did nothing.
What are you talking about?
I mean, he had two catches for 47 yards, and one was a 35-yard broken coverage. So he's like, he's got to play receiver, Maggie. Like, I don't care if he can run a reverse. That's not a skill that means anything. For a wide
receiver. Andy Reid. He just wants playmakers. He puts people in positions where
that's
it keeps
the
defense
pick.
Off of, and it's his first game. And look at how impactful he was. And by the way,
he had three targets.
You have to account for him too. And
why?
They talked about that on the broadcast because
you obviously don't. He only had three targets. You don't have to account for him at all.
No, but just being on the field, you have to account for his speed. It's like at every level, you've got obviously you have to think about Mahomes. You have to think about Pacheco. Yeah. You've got to think about Kelsey, and now you got to think about Worthy.
Well,
and now you got all these guys at every level. The defense, I mean, the Ravens linebackers look like they were in molasses last night. And that's the Ravens.
I think this was all set up for next game against the Bengals, because I can't believe, like, all we heard about the Chiefs was they're deep, you know, we're going to change it up and we're going to throw the ball downfield. And they didn't throw the ball downfield at all. You don't think their defenses are going to start creeping up? How many short passes, Rashee Rice, can you run in a game? At a certain point, defenses are going to start bringing it on that. That's their only play now.
Okay.
It's a bubble screen to Rashee Rice. That's their whole offense.
Okay, but they were also playing against the Ravens, who have this really good secondary. So against a regular team, they're going to burn them all day.
They didn't burn anybody last year.
Worthy wasn't there. That's
Worthy
what I'm saying.
But Worthy had no impact in the passing game at all. Like, zero. He had one broken play. He had two catches, Maggie. So the question is, like, are they going to have... Is there a new element to this team? I mean, maybe when Hollywood Brown comes back, but it doesn't seem like they're any different than last year. And last year, they were offensively challenged. Like, you can't short pass the entire game. You got to, at some point, throw something, right?
I think they will. I mean, they have Mahomes. They did try a couple deep passes, and there was some good Ravens coverage. I mean,
the Ravens DBs are pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you saw two touchdowns by a guy being very efficient in those three targets that he gets. And you're going against this great secondary. To me, this adds another element where I felt like I was watching the Chiefs from 5 years ago.
God, I thought it was exactly last year. I thought it was all Rashee Rice, Isaiah Pacheco.
Well, it's great to have Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco, and now you got a burner too.
Yeah, but
yeah, you actually have two burners once Hollywood Brown comes back.
Right, but they didn't run any of those plays. So, like, is that an element? I wonder, honestly, are they going to be able to pass vertically like they used to? You saw something last night where you said, oh, man, they figured that out, because they didn't do anything. They had one broken play to Kelsey.
Yeah.
And then they had one broken play to Worthy. Xavier Worthy. And those weren't even really long passes. Like, are they going to be able to throw bombs like they used to? I don't think so. I think they're back to being conservative. Like,
oh, that's funny. I didn't see it. 855-212-4227. What'd you see out of the Chiefs?
I mean, obviously, like, there was only two plays over 30 yards, and they were both run after catches. So, I mean, I don't think he had a long pass. The longest pass was that broken play to Kelsey, and that wasn't even that long. Yeah. So there's no vertical offense whatsoever. I wonder if they try and unleash it on the Bengals. No, I was struck by it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is the AFC title game overall. They get a lead, and then they're just getting super conservative, tons of Pacheco. Mahomes is not taking any risks.
Yeah, Andy Reid punted on a 4th-and-5 at the Baltimore 40. I get that, but they also got the ball back, and you know, it's a credit, actually, that Baltimore's defense stopped them to even have a chance at the final play and to try to tie the game, or they were going to go for the win. But I thought they were up by double digits. Like, of course you'd run the ball. Anyone would do that at home. That's just smart.
But I saw everybody tweeting, like, oh, Buffalo. Like, I mean, obviously, Worthy only had two catches. I mean, you can't ignore that. Like, they were fluke plays.
What were the outcome of those catches?
What difference does it make? It was a touchdown, but, like, you drafted a receiver in the first round. I would hope that he's going to get more than two catches a game.
Well, it's his first game. I mean, he left his mark on this game. I'm stunned that this is your take on it, because
he's another Mecole Hardman. That's all he is to
me. Can we clip this? I feel like this is like up there with the Wembanyama take, where you're like, I don't think Wemby's going to be that good. And then he unanimously won Rookie of the Year. Now you have to drive to San Antonio to apologize to him.
Obviously,
I feel like we're treading on that territory.
If you watch that game last night, there's obviously one star receiver. It's Rashee Rice.
So that's another thing I want to get into.
Yeah, you say they have Tyreek Hill again. He's the Tyreek Hill.
I want to get everyone's thoughts on this at 855-212-4227, because we did get some news about Rashee Rice. And this is another element of the Chiefs that make them the ultimate boogeyman. And I'm going to tell you what that is next. There is something specifically about this Chiefs team. And I think you even saw it last night, where you saw the Ravens go for it on a 4th-and-3 at midfield. There is several things that create this boogeyman aspect of the Chiefs I want to get to in a sec. But do you agree with Perloff? Did you think this is same Chiefs from a year ago? I felt like I saw something scary. Like,
well,
they're going
won
for a three-peat, and this is speed now that they didn't have a year ago.
They did win the Super Bowl last year. So you're saying, like, it's not necessarily a bad thing to be the Chiefs from last year. I want to point that out.
That is true. But their offense was different last year. It was not characteristic.
Right, but statistically, last night, they really replicated last year's offense. Short passes to Rice. That was it, really.
Yeah, well, they moved the ball.
Right. They're now a first-down machine instead of the explosive plays, right? They don't have that in their offense yet.
855-212-4227. Were you impressed or not impressed with the Chiefs?
I thought the whole game, it felt like a preseason game. It didn't. I was impressed. I'm very curious. Are they setting up the Bengals for a completely different offense in week two? Because they can't run that all year. At a certain point, like, they got to have a vertical passing game, or the defense is just going to start creeping up. And you can't have all that yak. That's the first thing you said to me this morning. Like, man, they're amazing after the catch. Yeah, that's because, you know, that's all they do. At a certain point, can't you adjust for that? There's got to be like a Mahomes drops back and throws a 30-yard pass.
I don't think that's part of their offense right now. They didn't adjust when Tyreek Hill was getting all those yak yards. I mean,
no, but Tyreek Hill had the incredible vertical. I mean, he would beat you long on a deep pass all the time. Think about that. Like, I just haven't seen that yet. Maybe when Hollywood Brown gets back.
Man, I'm scared of Worthy. I spent the night depressed, like, for my own situation. Every time that he catches a touchdown, like, a little part of me is just going to, like, wither away and die. Like, the fact that my team, the Buffalo Bills, handed and just tossed the alley-oop for the Chiefs to slam dunk this pick, and how it could change their offense. Not to mention, they got their left tackle of the future, clearly, in this draft, too. So, and he did well last night. A little part of me just like leaked out, just like faith, hope, and by the millisecond that anyone else is going to beat the Chiefs is just, I was just a puddle last night. But there's another part of this, I'm sorry, that the Chiefs are the boogeyman.
We had a tarot card reader on yesterday
Yeah.
who said the Chiefs would make the Super Bowl and lose.
And
I agree with that because honestly, they're okay. Clearly the same exact team from last year. They have amazing defensive players and they have Pacheco. They just play too close. They're going to be close. They can't win every close game in the Super Bowl, Maggie. They're going to lose this one by a field goal to the Green Bay Packers.
They won yesterday, but it was really Baltimore losing by a toe. Well, we don't know what would happen on the 2-point conversion, but it was a spectacular ending. The NFL is back and came back with a boom.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. I have to make a slight confession.
What's that?
We did our Super Bowl picks yesterday. I picked the Packers and Bengals in the Super Bowl, and you picked the Packers and the Chiefs.
Yep.
Then I saw my friend Peter Schrager on the NFL Network picked the Packers and the Chiefs.
Yep.
And he's gotten it right five.
Again, Peter copying
Schrager.
Me.
Yeah.
He's gotten it right. Get an original thought.
5 years in a row. So I did place a future bet on the Chiefs last night. Because if Schrager gets it again, and you get it this year too, and the Chiefs win it all, despite our tarot card reader saying that they will not win the Super Bowl on our show yesterday, I did put in a little future on the Chiefs. And I feel pretty good about it.
Wow, how daring of you.
I feel pretty good about it. But I got to tell you, what we saw in the Chiefs, like the Chiefs are going to play a lot of close games because they can't. They're not built to blow anyone out. Now they've changed their entire style to be a little more conservative, in my opinion. Like, they ground out that win with Pacheco yesterday, where in 2019, they didn't even have that.
Yeah,
they were just gunfire away.
But it's the NFL. It's not college. It's not the NBA. I don't really care about the blowouts factor or, like, how explosive. It's just, I think you're discounting. We're talking about Xavier Worthy and his impact on the Chiefs. I think this looks like Tyreek Hill 2.0.
He had two catches. Tyreek Hill is...
And they went for touchdowns.
Like, yeah, but so what? They only won one for touchdown.
One went for a touchdown. But he had scored two touchdowns last night. This was a hell of a debut, and you're just like, I don't know. They're really dinking and dunking down the field. Like,
yes, they are. There's no doubt about it.
But that's against the Ravens, who have this great secondary. Like, but you
they
also
did
have
that
to
all
play
of last year.
Who you're playing? I know, but let's see. The guy's at one game. I mean, he's got one game, and he had two touchdowns. It's like one of the great debuts that we've ever seen. Prof's like, I don't really see it. I wish I had your optimism, because as a Bills fan, I am just I'm a mess. Let's go to Josh. He's in Erie, Pennsylvania. Let's talk about Xavier Worthy. Good morning, Josh. What's up, dude?
Morning, Maggie. As Bills fans, how sick are we that we traded that pick for Xavier Worthy? I am desolate.
Honestly, Keon Coleman now has to, like, get to the Hall of Fame. I know, not to put too much pressure on this dude, but the Bills traded back. They didn't have first-round grades on anybody. They were picking 28th, and not to make this all about the Bills, but this is going to be a story, because if you just handed Tyreek Hill 2.0 to the Chiefs, then someone's going to have to answer for this. And the fact that it's your biggest rival who did it, you almost feel like, as a fan, your own team, like, stabbed you in the back. And then the extra third-round pick that they got is some interior defensive lineman from Duke. This dude better be Christian Laettner and Jay Williams combined, and football-wise, for this to make sense.
Yeah, I'm in shambles. When I saw it happen last night, I was just silent during the entire rest of the game.
I know, Josh. I'm with you. And about us, not about the Eagles, not about the Bills, excuse me, but it kind of was last night.
But I don't understand, like, where was he the rest of the game? Like, honestly, was he on the field? I have no idea.
I think that you're discounting teams having to account for him and how that opens things up for other players on the field.
Maybe. But sure didn't seem to open up anything. Like, why did they throw 100 screen passes? Nothing was open the whole game.
I thought there were times when they really found the middle of the field with Rashee Rice. That's exactly what you want, isn't it?
They're really good at that short pass to Rashee Rice. That's their whole offense right now. I'm telling you, they're setting up Cincinnati. I don't think they're even going to look the same next game.
That'll be interesting. I mean, you know Andy Reid well.
I think they, believe it or not, because I'm not a huge Hollywood Brown guy, I think they want him back. I think that he was the game plan. I'm not sure Xavier Worthy. He reminds me so much of Xavier Worthy of Texas. Like, this guy's amazing. How come he's not getting more catches, or why isn't he doing more? I always wonder that about Xavier Worthy of Texas. It's kind of a fast guy thing.
855-212-4227, yes.
Do you want to do a show bet? Who has more catches, Keon Coleman or Xavier Worthy?
No, I'm mentally not ready for that.
I will guarantee you Keon Coleman has more catches.
Well, because there's a different... That's a different receiver room there for Buffalo. There's no Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Although Kelce is and is not a big part of the game plan. Last night was kind of interesting. He had very little, like 34 yards, something like that. But he still is blocking. He was out there blocking machine last night. Have to account for him.
Also, too, I give Noah Gray all the Kelce yards, too. That's one person kind of fight, because they have the same number almost. They look alike. By the way, I think the Xavier Leggetts and the Keon Coleman's, like, they're all good. Maybe I'm being totally naive. I'm not totally sold on Xavier Worthy. Two catches. He's drafted as a wide receiver. I don't care if he can run a reverse. Anybody can run a reverse. There's no wide receiver skill in that. He caught a little handoff.
He blazed by the defense.
Yeah, but it could have easily been Mecole Hardman on that play. That was amazing play design.
Hey, Bogish.
Why are you talking Maggie off the ledge here? This was amazing. He touches the ball for the first time, and he just runs past 11 NFL defenders into the end zone.
Yes, thank you for the text, by the way.
It's like
I needed that, Bogish. Thank you. Whoever, I know. I get it.
Whoever's in charge up above was like, they need content. Here's this.
Yes.
And you're going, it's not a big deal. He touched the ball three times. Twice he ended up in the end zone. I'm good with that as a debut. Scares me.
Perloff's like, what will they do week 11 when everyone's playing too high?
You draft a wide receiver at 26 and he gets two catches in his first game.
It's his first game.
Watch Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go for 180 yards
on
Sunday.
Not the same player.
Thank you, also against the Bills. Excited about that.
I just think that, first of all, Ricky Pearsall just got shot, and he's about to go for 90. But by the way, is that crazy? He was at practice yesterday.
Crazy. Walking around like nothing happened.
Niners rookie just got shot.
So should Xavier Worthy get shot?
I'm telling you.
Ipso facto.
The other thing about the Chiefs is like, I mean, they're just throwing an army of wide receivers. I'm like, is that Juju Smith-Schuster who just dropped a surefire touchdown? Like, they have 50 guys they're throwing the ball to. I do not think, like, they're Patrick Mahomes and a little Rashee Rice and a little Isaiah Pacheco. This team is the same team as last year. They're probably going to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's a formula. Can we also talk about their defense is awesome. Like, yeah.
don't.
My Chris Jones, cares defensive about Xavier player Worthy? Of the year, I'm feeling good about.
Ugh. Yeah, who cares about Xavier Worthy? You have, like, the greatest linebacking core in the history of the NFL. I just think you guys are overreacting to this Xavier Worthy thing. If he was in Buffalo, by the way, they wouldn't have called that reverse in 150 years. He would be terrible if he was a Bill. He wouldn't even catch a single pass.
You act like the Bills are running the wing tee. Come on.
Oh, come
on. They would have found a way compared to use the Chiefs, speed.
Compared to what the Chiefs run on offense, the Bills are running the wing tee, and you know that, Maggie.
EJ, can we put a poll up? I don't even... Is Perloff tripping? I don't even know what the poll should be.
How much does Perloff suck?
Were you impressed
with Xavier Worthy?
How could you not be?
Perloff...
Because he had two catches.
This is
the blow coverage. He's fine, but he was definitely not impactful in the game. I don't even know how many snaps he got. I did not see him out there.
Right, and like,
he scored most of their points.
What the heck is who cares?
What does that matter?
Most of their points. That literally is the impact on the game. Say, what did he do? Half the team's points belong to him. I can't believe I'm sitting here, I guess, 10 miles away from where you are, and I've been flabbergasted for 30 minutes.
You guys don't think this is like an obvious overreaction? The guy scores on a reverse and a blown coverage.
But what's the overreaction? No one's putting him in the Hall of Fame. No one's saying it was Jerry Rice. They just said it's ridiculous. He touched the ball three times and twice he scored.
One out of three people in this room is putting him in the Hall of Fame.
I said Tyreek Hill 2.0.
Yeah, because she's a self-hating Bills fan.
But that's what I mean by overreaction. Like, how can you possibly just say to me that no one here is putting him in the Hall of Fame when I think three quarters of our staff is putting him in the Hall of Fame?
Okay, so let's
ask Boyle. I'm sure Boyle's looking at the bus as well.
No, I think you're crazy for this take. I would just say this. Rashee Rice in his first did not have a 100-yard game with the Chiefs until week 12 of last year, and then he basically had 90 or more yards almost every game for the rest of the regular season. So if he's doing that in his NFL debut, think about once he gets more acclimated with the offense, what he could be, how much more special he could be.
Okay, so another part I want to get to this, I'm glad you brought up Rice, because there's, again, there's this lucky factor and this luck thing that is also happening with the Kansas City Chiefs already. And first and foremost was the report we got last night, and Bogus, I don't know if this is in your update, so sorry if I'm stepping on you, but the report that Rashee Rice is most likely not going to face any consequences from the drag racing incident this summer, this season.
This season, because they're waiting for the legal process.
Okay, so fine, and that's okay if you want to wait for the legal process, but let's not kid ourselves, that is a break for the Kansas City Chiefs.
For this year, yes.
This year when they're going for this historic three-peat, yes, this is what we care about this year.
Doesn't matter, though. I'm going to say that doesn't matter, too, because if they suspend him for eight games and Patrick Mahomes would find three other targets out of somewhere and they'd end up getting to the Super Bowl and winning, you know that. It doesn't...
Ow. They have
Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. How doesn't matter. He's done it in nine different styles. He could do it left-handed. He could do it no look. I don't know how. He'll invent something new. He'll go between the legs on the game-winning touchdown. Honestly, like Rashee Rice being suspended eight games probably would have been a benefit. Rest him up and unleash that on the NFL afterwards. That's what I'm saying. The Xavier Worthy, all these things are totally, yes, they're good players, but this is because of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And again,
Rice. We're not denying that. So Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and they're using them to the tune of a rookie scored two touchdowns against a really good defense last night. And you're like, ho hum. We're like impressed, and you're not.
I'm not impressed.
And I'll also point out that as good as Mahomes and Reid are, there are guys that have not succeeded with them, like Kadarius Toney, who couldn't figure his out around them, and Juju Smith-Schuster, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling. There are guys who have gone there and not produced
Super Bowls. So they won Super Bowls.
They won Super Bowls, but they didn't.
Kadarius Toney killed us in the Super Bowl.
But they didn't always just walk in and put up numbers. Your argument about Xavier Worthy is anyone could have done this. People have gone to KC and not done things.
But he didn't put up numbers. He had two catches.
He scored two touchdowns.
Tony scored two touchdowns in the Super Bowl. By the way, same exact thing. He's just like blazing fast and ran past everybody. I think if you draft a guy at number 26, he's got to be able to run great routes and be all that. And maybe it'll take him time. But
yeah,
I mean, like, is he going to be a gadget player? Is that what we're talking about?
And that's the fear. Another guy that can do ridiculous things and beat you. That's the concern. Like, I didn't expect him to walk in and have 10 catches for 150 yards last night. I thought he was going to have a handful of catches, and he did, and he scored twice, so that scares me.
He didn't have a handful of catches. Two catches.
Two catches.
One hand. A half a hand.
Two catches on three targets.
Okay, great. And one of them went into the end zone. EJ, like that read.
Do you want to put the poll up? Were you impressed by Xavier there? I feel like if you're not listening to the show, you're not going to understand sort of what we're doing.
I'll put up another poll. Is it an overreaction to think that Xavier Worthy is going to be a superstar?
Is Tyreek Hill 2.0?
Yes. Okay, I mean, well, that's ridiculous. If anyone thinks you saw enough to think he's Tyreek Hill 2.0, I mean, come on. Where? Tyreek Hill runs the best patterns in the league. Like, he's unstoppable. And I'm just picturing him in Miami.
What did he do in his first game?
He's 12 yards past the. Yeah, but that's such a projection. I mean.
Yeah. Yes.
You also act, though, that the Chiefs didn't use Tyreek Hill in gadgets, especially when he first got there. I mean, He was running reverses. He was running short passes. Like,
so wait,
you're acting like, oh, Tyreek Hill was doing, like, Justin Jefferson, like, receiver routes. Like, they didn't play him like that.
You're acting like you saw enough last night to say he's Tyreek Hill.
I did not literally just say that. That did not come out of my mouth. What I said was that Tyreek Hill also was used in gadget plays. The idea that you're taking away what Worthy did because they quote unquote were gadget like, to me, it doesn't make sense because the guy that we're comparing him to, also was used in that same manner when he first got to Kansas City. That's all we're saying. Yeah.
Tyreek Hill's targets to start his NFL career in KC, 1, 2, 4, 7, 2, 1, 6. With kick returns, with punt returns, with a handful of unsuccessful runs. So, again, is he Tyreek Hill 2.0? No, but did Tyreek Hill walk in and have 9 for 90 and 2 touchdowns? Absolutely not. Tyreek Hill was not Tyreek Hill on day one as a Chief either.
All right, the one thing I will say is, this works in the Chiefs format. Xavier Worthy might not be able to do all this. Like, he's a perfect fit for the Chiefs and their gadgets and their fast.
And
I understand.
That's who he's playing for.
I agree with you very much on that. But to say what you saw last night, like, this guy is going to be a superstar, I think that's quite speculative. I think it's a bit of an overreaction to a broken play and a reverse.
But the only one that's really doing that in the room is Maggie, because she's a Bills fan, and she has been heartbroken about this since late April.
Fair, and like, yes, it's
and
kind
then you
of,
said, what did he do? So me and EJ had to come to the defense of logic.
But you have to admit, the guy had 2 catches.
All my worst
two
fears.
2 catches. You guys are acting like he just pulled like
touchdowns.
Calvin Johnson in his prime. I know he had 2 touchdowns. Like,
how
so
many
what?
Did you have last night?
You guys are making this about Xavier Worthy when you should be making it more about me. And I'm disappointed in the group, the crew, this entire industry.
I honestly, like, Maggie's excuse, being a Bills fan is a mental illness. It's diagnosed and it's in the DSM. Everyone
what's
knows,
your problem?
Everyone knows what's going on. Well, it's called logic. It's called logic.
No,
it's called,
I've never heard anyone
how
easily
about me and
dismiss
Ben Solak
two
are
touchdowns.
Both like, you're all crazy. Two touchdowns. When a running back gets a 1 yard touchdown, you're like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. A touchdown's the most overrated stat in football, scoring touchdowns.
Okay, so
not when you run 30 yards. I know,
30 yards past Marlon Humphrey, stop covering you. That is not a skill that you draft a wide receiver and to run a handoff. That's just like not a thing.
Well, he could be the perfect fit for them. All right, we did it again. We never got to the freaking update.
There's plenty of time for an update. It's okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with headlines, because we also have sound from this game. Yeah. We've got plenty of stuff. What did Lamar Jackson have to say about the touchdown that almost was with Isaiah Likely's toe being out of bounds, wipes away a touchdown? This game had a lot of drama last night.
I mean, I think we just talk about baseball now, because the NFL season's over because they have Tyreek Hill all of a sudden. Well, and he's going to catch 14 touchdowns a game, according to you guys.
Honestly,
because he had a broken play.
This
Marlon Humphrey thought the safety was on him. That didn't prove anything to me.
This is scary. And I also love that we have now set up Peter Schrager, who's picked the correct Super Bowl winner 6 years in a row, versus Angela, the tarot card reader. I mean, fight. Like, if that's not what we want, Street Fighter, I love it. Welcome back. Last night, first game of the season for the NFL, delivered on the drama. Isaiah Likely out of the back of the end zone by a toe, literally a toe. You already saw John Harbaugh was going to go for 2 if that touchdown had stood, which is also very ballsy. But I get it. Go for the win on the road. Can't be mad at that. We will never know what kind of play they were going to run because, again, Isaiah Likely was out by a toe.
What kind of play were they going to run? That was a guarantee. That would have been an awesome play.
It would have been.
Because the Chiefs know what's coming. The Ravens know what's coming. Why, first of all, was it so obvious for John Harbaugh? I don't have the analytics in front of me to go for 2. I was actually surprised he was so confident about it.
Yeah, I vacillate on this. I think it's probably the smart move. You're going to try to extend the game against the Chiefs. Good
well, yeah, but the
you.
Chiefs' defense was so tired.
They were.
That because they were on the field more, I was wondering if they were looking at that fatigue. If they'd gone to overtime, I think there's no way they stopped. Lamar's like, I don't care about my body anymore. I'm going to run every play.
Yeah, skinny Lamar now weirdly putting his body on the line. He did look elusive, but the other part, you're right about that. Now with these new overtime rules, too, you have to match touchdowns, right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe that wasn't the smart. I got to think
actually,
about
that. Actually, yeah, now that I think about it, like, the Chiefs, like, Chris Jones was sweating so much by that. He's awesome, but they, I don't know. I think that you just don't go, I guess you don't want to go tete-a-tete with Mahomes in overtime.
Yeah.
That's generally not a good formula.
Ask the 49ers about it. Andrew Bogish, we had to push the update. We're here. We have headlines. More on the game last night. What do you have, pal?
I'm Andrew Bogish. Let's start Bogish with Isaiah Likely's foot. If it was as big as yours, Maggie.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Oh,
Maggie,
I would have been out of the end
Maggie
zone.
There'd been no debate. We would have known for sure.
I'm out of the stadium.
She wouldn't have gotten in a Canadian Football League end zone with her feet. I mean, come on.
My feet it's the whole length of the end zone. Yeah, giant water ski feet.
In this instance, just his one big toe was out of bounds, negating a 10-yard touchdown pass on the final play of opening night. As you guys just said, John Harbaugh was signaling for two, so Baltimore would have gone for the win had the catch survived review.
I mean, I don't know what it looked like on the replay, so I can't say, but really couldn't tell on the big screen. You guys probably had a better viewpoint of it.
So the Chiefs get the 27-20 season opening win. Patrick Mahomes now 5-1 against Baltimore after throwing for 291 yards and a score. The big day for Rashee Rice, the two touchdowns from Xavier Worthy. Isaiah Pacheco ran for a touchdown. Andy Reid, happy to be 1-0.
What a wild environment down there. It was two heavyweights in a fight right down to the end. And when they say it's a game of inches, it might be shorter than that.
Elsewhere, the Chargers have added Justin Herbert to their injury report, but he put in a full practice yesterday. Apparently, the league suggested they do that since Herbert missed so much time during training camp with that foot injury. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese will always be connected. There will be plenty of legitimate, honest basketball discussions involving them as we move forward, but we should never go past that. But Reese says it does on the debut of her new podcast.
Her fans, the Iowa fans, mm-hmm. now the Indiana fans that are like, they ride for her. And I respect that respectfully, but sometimes it's very disrespectful.
Specifically like this.
I think there's a lot of racism when it comes to it. And I don't believe she stands on any of that. But when it comes to death threats, like I'm talking about people who have come down to my address.
No.
Follow me home. Like it's come down to that.
Reese also said that some people have created embarrassing AI pictures of her, posted them on social media, or family members have seen them. Other players have dealt with this. I guess this is a new way of messing with, I guess, female athletes specifically.
This happened to Taylor Swift, too. Do you guys remember that? It was it was pretty distasteful. I mean, there's a lot of Trump-Kamala stuff out there that's really weird. I don't know what the social media platforms do about that. You know,
about AI, yeah.
About these AI images. I mean, you have to be honest with the audience that this is computer generated, you know?
It's a huge problem. I mean, like think about Russia and election interference.
Yeah,
the capabilities with technology, like it's almost endless. And what can you do? Nothing. I can't imagine.
It's going to be disturbing, though. And I know people are like, oh, it's just online, log off and all that. But Angel Reese is saying people are coming to her house. I mean,
No. Right. That's but I'm just saying, like, the point when AI, people are not going to know what's real. Like, say somebody makes this fake Angel Reese video or has her saying something even worse. Oh, my God. Like, I think famous people are kind of vulnerable in that way, especially controversial ones. Not that she's controversial herself, but This is not good. I don't see an easy solution for Angel Reese. I don't think there's any way this gets better.
So do you guys remember, was it Dejanay Carrington? I forgot who it was who said that Caitlin has a responsibility to try to talk to her fans. Because like Angel's saying, Caitlin obviously is not about this. She doesn't want anyone being racist and weird and, you know, on her behalf. Is there anything that Caitlin can do? I don't know. But does she have to get out there and say, listen, I love that you guys are supporting me, but it's got to be about just supporting me, not threatening my rival.
Yeah, but does Caitlin have to talk to these creeps? I don't think she likes them either, you know, like whoever's threatening Angel Reese. And would it work? That's the other question.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. Yeah. Like if you're a lunatic enough to make up fake posters or pictures or go to somebody's house or write terrible things, you're not going to listen to someone telling you, please don't do this.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's the thing.
Like, but it's the person you're doing it on their behalf, allegedly, I guess.
But I mean, I guess, but I don't think Caitlin Clark has a responsibility to tell people to stop being bleeps.
Right.
But
where's the responsibility? Is it on the social media platforms? Is it on the person who's, they're claiming to do this on their behalf? Is it on the government? Like, I don't know what people, what we do here. Regulation? I don't know.
I think it's more on us in the audience. Like, just try to be a little critical of what you see. Like, stop believing everything. That everything you see is real. Like, don't just, like, have a second of, like, assessment of, like, could this have possibly been real? Like, why would she say that? Why would she be doing that? Why is he, like, at least think about something for a second.
Well, that being said, too, I know what you're saying, Bogus, but, like, AI is making things tricky. I mean, it's getting harder. Right. It's getting more challenging to figure out what's real by the day.
I know, and we're, I'm sure we're all at some point going to get fooled by something. Yeah. But like
me,
but,
probably today.
But
oh, so. I got fooled by something yesterday. Can I tell you on a lighter note what I got fooled by?
Yeah,
Xavier Worthy.
Well, no, that's not a lighter note at all. That's a panic
attack.
That's
a national crisis for Maggie. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was like a post that someone was going to miss a game and the medical reason was an STD.
My was it Boyle?
Like, did you see this? They're missing the game because of chlamydia. And I was like, that's fake.
Wait, what?
It was just a silly post. And for a second, I was like, wait a minute. Is this person really going to miss the game because of an STD? But no.
I would think that's true because it's not even funny. Like, I don't even understand. Like, why would someone post that?
Because they're just trying to be a jerk or trying to catch a, you know.
That's odd.
Trying to get a laugh out of somebody.
Okay.
Anyway.
What was the STD in question?
Chlamydia.
Was chlamydia?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I.
Sounds like it's.
Can I ask it? I don't remember because I haven't
been on
them.
An injury report?
No, God, no.
Non-COVID illness. The clap.
Mike Tyson actually once won a boxing match because he said he had to finish it very fast because I think he had chlamydia and it was agitating him so much he had to get to a clinic.
So the clap is gonorrhea, right? And chlamydia, what's the nickname for chlamydia? Just chlamydia?
Does it have a nickname?
I don't think so, but I always get confused which one is the clap. Yeah, Pat.
That's not cool.
But you know, so tell us.
Get vaccinated for the, what's the big one that people have to worry about?
There's a couple big ones. I don't know.
There's one that now my kids I got.
HPV.
HPV,
right. That's a big deal because it can become cancer. Very dangerous, right. Anyway, we want to give a little PSA.
The more you know.
Yeah.
I don't know
Bogus, I think you thought chlamydia was the clap, right?
No, I didn't know what the clap.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the clap is funny. Like, if you're trying to do something, an STD joke, the clap is the first thing you got to go to.
Well, yeah,
I think gonorrhea is kind of funny, too, by the way.
It's the great line in League of Their Own. It's like, hey, Jimmy, can we have your autograph? It's like, avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan.
Yeah. By the way, if there are kids in the car listening to us, don't worry. You'll find out in a few years
Googled. Chlamydia has a few nicknames, including the clam and gooey stuff.
Ew, dude. Don't
I got
say
the
that
gooey
out loud.
Stuff.
You asked for it.
I didn't.
I did. My fault.
Yeah, I got the gooey stuff.
I was laughing yesterday because there was Sunny D randomly in our break room. And I was like, oh, where's the purple stuff?
OJ, purple stuff, yeah. Sunny D. By the way, I don't. If Sunny D ever wanted to become like a sponsor on the show, we're all for you. But that stuff is heinous.
Sunny
Anyone
D.
who actually had Sunny D, that stuff is gross.
I thought everyone loved Sunny D.
No.
Like, teenagers drink Sunny D like what used to, like water.
Oh, I thought it was gross.
No, give me the purple stuff.
Definitely the purple
stuff. Are you talking about lean? What are you talking about, purple stuff?
Grape juice.
Yeah.
Like
what?
Grape soda. Kool-Aid.
When you said purple stuff, I thought you were talking about purple drink, too.
Yeah. Have you not seen the commercial where the guy's going through the fridge? He's like, blah, blah, purple stuff,
hey,
Sunny D.
Oh, no,
hey,
no.
Mom, I'm hungry. What do we got? OJ, purple stuff, Sunny D. No.
Ah. No.
I got you, Maggie.
Man, guys.
What a bad
Where
hour from Perloff.
Where were you in the 90s?
Yeah. My question, when I go to the bathroom, it feels like fire. What do I have?
The clam.
The gooey stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right?
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.